I just wanted to spend some time, some moments thinking about this thing with Europe. It's one of those things which I think people... It goes beyond politics. People are talking about the future of this country. Should we be in Europe? Should we be out of Europe? And it's more than just economics or politics. It's about emotion. It's about what you feel. How do you feel? Do you feel that you're British, you're European, or what? And I think from a psychological point of view, a social point of view, this whole thing is fascinating. Many people say the Prime Minister, David Cameron, is, of course, he's beyond politics on this kind of issue, that he's going to do what's best for the country. I suppose if there's one thing you can rely on as far as David Cameron is concerned, is that he is a politician. He's an academic, I suppose, an intellect. He is a statesmanship. He is a statesman. One thing he is not is a salesman.
Today this document is coming out. It's come out now. You can get it online.
Oh, okay. My mistake. Anyway, where was I? So, this thing about Europe, everyone in Europe, the politicians, the people, the journalists, the lawyers, the judges, everyone says that regardless of what British people think about Europe and whether or not we're proud of our independence and our history and all of that kind of thing, it doesn't matter. If you're part of Europe, you have to do what Europe says. And I think there's not a single person on this planet who thinks, whether you're in favor of Europe or not, there can't be a single person on this planet, I don't think, who thinks for one second that we can be a part of Europe. However, at the same time, we can do what we want and we can ignore what Europe tells us to do. There can't be anyone thinking that, surely.
Well, for the first time ever, we've got now a specific carve-out that says while the other European countries might want to have an ever closer union, that is not the path we are pursuing.
I feel a little bit silly there. Okay. Anyway, I suppose the important thing, though, is that you're either in Europe or you're not in Europe. I think everyone says that. There can't be any other view, can there? The whole project, if you like, of Europe, the European Union, European integration, everything's moving towards a kind of a super state. Now, you may be in favor of that or against it, but surely you can't argue that it's not happening, because it is happening. All the laws are being flattened out, so every country in Europe has the same laws on whatever, on benefits, on anything at all, you name it. It must be probably covered somehow by European law. So basically, whether it's literally or metaphorically, we're all surely heading for the same outcome. There can be no argument about that, surely.
We don't all have to aim for the same destination.
You know, I just keep getting this thing wrong. Okay, well, let's think big. Okay, let's think about the benefits of Europe. Surely, it's great, because it's like a mini version of the European of the United Nations, isn't it? The European Union. You have all this cross-border cooperation on environment, on crime, all these different sort of international issues, which surely is good. I don't think anyone's against having this cooperation. At the same time, we're on the path basically to some sort of political union.
We are there for trade, we're there for cooperation, we're there to work together on the things that can make us more secure. We're there to work on things when there are problems like crime or environment that pollution that crosses borders. But we are not part of an ever closer union.
You know, every time I think I've got the hang of this European thing, from a logical point of view, the Prime Minister seems to come along and says something completely opposite. Have you noticed that?